Chapter 25. With three things I am delighted, for they are beautiful to God and to men: harmony among brethren, friendship among neighbors, and the mutual love of husband and wife. Three kinds of men I hate. Their manner of life I loathe indeed: a proud pauper, a rich dissembler, and an old man lecherous in his dotage. What you have not saved in your youth, how will you acquire in your old age? How becoming to the gray-haired is judgment, and a knowledge of counsel to those on in years? How becoming to the aged is wisdom, understanding and prudence to the venerable? The crown of old men is wide experience, their glory, the fear of Yahweh. There are nine who come to my mind as blessed, a tenth whom my tongue proclaims: the man who finds joy in his children, and he who lives to see his enemy's downfall. Happy is he who dwells with a sensible wife, and he who does not plow like a donkey yoked with an ox. Happy is he who does not sin with his tongue, and he who does not serve his inferior. Happy is he who finds a friend, and he who speaks to attentive ears. He who finds wisdom is great indeed, but not greater than he who fears Yahweh. Fear of Yahweh surpasses all else. Its possessor is beyond compare. Worst of all wounds is that of the heart. Worst of all evils is that of a woman. Worst of all sufferings is that from one's foes. Worst of all vengeance is that from one's enemies. No poison worse than a serpent's poison. No venom greater than a woman's venom. With a dragon or a lion I would rather dwell than live with an evil woman. Wickedness changes a woman's looks and makes her sullen as a female bear. When her husband sits among his neighbors, a bitter sigh escapes him unawares. There is scarce any evil like that in a woman. May she fall to the lot of the sinner. Like a sandy hill to aged feet is a railing wife to a quiet man. Do not stumble through woman's beauty, nor be greedy for her wealth. Harsh is the slavery, great is the shame, when a wife supports her husband. Depressed mind, saddened face, broken heart, this from an evil wife. Feeble hands and quaking knees, from a wife who brings no happiness to her husband. In woman was sin's beginning, and because of her, we all die. Allow water no outlet, and do not be indulgent to an erring wife. If she walks not by your side, cut her away from you.